Let's just start with a little bit of a background of the Mechaber of the Mesillas Yesharim, and then the Mesillas Yesharim itself, and speak a little bit about the title, and that's what we will do tonight. And when I come back, Emet Hashem, that was 3 weeks from tonight, we will actually open the Sefer and start learning it from the beginning. The author of the Mesillas Yesharim was Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. Chaim Jacobs told me that he works for the family, Luzzatto family. And he recently started learning Mesillas Yesharim. He's very happy that we're learning it now in the Shir. But he works for the descendants of Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto was born in Padua in Italy in the year Tov Samach Zayin, which was 1707, okay, basically 300 years ago, 301 years ago.
George Washington.
Okay, and he was nifter in Akko in Eretz Yisrael in Tuf Kuf Zion, 1747, which if you're good at math means that he died when he was 40 years old. His Rebbe Mufak was Rabbi Shaya Basson, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Padua. When he was 14 years old, aside from probably knowing all of Shas, he also knew all of the Sforim of the Arizal by heart at 14. They say that he had a photographic memory. I believe it. That was at 14. At 17, he put out his first Sefer, which was called Loshen Limudim, which was on homiletics. Homiletics is the chokhma of how to speak and present ideas. Okay, that was called Loshen Limudim. He was a Kabbalist. I didn't know the Sforim of the Arizal by heart for nothing. And he was also Osek in Kabbalah Ma'asis, which means practical Kabbalah, using God's names to do all kinds of things. And he also had a magid, a malach, that revealed to him various things. Okay, now you can understand why a 17-year-old who was doing all these things, very recently before this was the whole Shabtai Tzvi movement, he wasn't married, and he said things that could have been misunderstood to point to himself as Mashiach, so he got some opposition to him. In the beginning, he was very much hidden, tsanua, just the people in Padua knew of him and knew of him well and therefore respected him well. He had a small chabura of what's it called, the chabura so, the secret society of close friends and talmidim. Amongst them was Rav Moshe David Vali, who they just started putting out the Sfarim, his Sfarim. He was a Talmud of the Ramchal, but he's also part of this secret society. They made rules of how the society had to work. They donated all the mitzvahs they did for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and everybody's mitzvahs would help everybody else. They swore themselves to eternal friendship between them or whatever. And this young chabura, what's it called, also caught people's attention. And in Tuf Pei Tes, which means that he was about less than 20, no, 20, 22, 22 years old, Rav Moshe Chagiz came out very strongly against him because he was choshesh that this was the beginning of another Shabtai Tzvi. And here is a person who considers himself, he has already a magid who he learns with, and he's involved in practical Kabbalah, and he's not married, he's living in Chutz La'aretz. They felt that there's very big danger here. And there's tremendous, bikoret against him. The people who knew him testified to the fact that he was kosher v'yosher, but a lot of stories came up that weren't true or whatever, and he, in Tuf Tzadik Gimel, got married to the daughter of Rav David Pinchi, her name was Tzipora, and he moved to Amsterdam. And between the year Tuf Tzadik and Tuf Tzadik Hei in Amsterdam, he put out 40 Svarim. And during this period, he learned to be a diamond cutter and polisher, and that's what he did for Parnassa, a few hours a day, and the rest of the day he sat and learned and put out these Svarim. In Tuf Kuf, that means that he was 33 years old, he put out the Mesil Sesharim. First Mesil Sesharim was printed at Amsterdam in Tuf Kuf. The Vilna Gaon, who saw the Mesil Sesharim only after Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata was nifter, said a few things about it. He first said that he can see from the Sefer, he said many Svarim are greater, the book is greater than the person who wrote it. He said here he sees the book is great, but he could see from the book that the author was even greater. And he said if Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata would be alive, I would walk to wherever he is and sit by his feet and learn Musar from him. That was the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said that in the first 11 prakim of Mesil Sesharim, there's not an extra word. After that, I don't know if he found an extra word or not, but he said, till the first 11 prakim, there's not an extra word in Mesil Sesharim. Every word is measured out, and that's how we're going to learn it, word by word. And the truth is that the Mesil Sesharim was written in two forms. Up until recently, one form was printed and reprinted and with a lot of mistakes many times. The second form, which is really the first form, was unknown. About 15 years ago, Rabbi Avram Shoshana, a good friend of mine from Telz, who's the head of Machon Ofik, that puts out a lot of Svarim, he found a manuscript in the handwriting of Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata, right? The original manuscript of the first form of Mesil Sesharim. This is not unusual, because Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata put out other Svarim the same way, in two forms. The first form of Mesil Sesharim was in the form of a discussion between a chassid and a chacham. And the chassid convincing the chacham that instead of just learning what he normally learns, he has to also learn Yirat Shamayim. And it's very, very, very similar to the Mesil Sesharim that we have, which is the Mesil Sesharim of Prakim. There's no discussion between anybody. It's presented as a work. What's it called? With chapters and divided according to different midos or whatever. We'll see the makeup of the Mesil Sesharim in a few minutes. But in any case, there were two works of Mesil Sesharim. One was called the Mesil Sesharim of the Vikuach, and the other one, Mesil Sesharim of Prakim. The one that was famous since the time of Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata till today was the Mesil Sesharim of Prakim. The other one was pretty much unknown. It was uncovered about 15 years ago, and it's put out by Machon Ofik, a sefer which has both of them. And a lot of times, this one was mamish from the Ksav Yad of Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata, and therefore a lot of times the mistakes that crept into the other Mesil Sesharim, what's it called, can be corrected from looking at what he has. It's almost sometimes word for word, just in a different format of the original Mesil Sesharim. We're going to be learning the more conventional one, the regular Mesil Sesharim, but we will refer back to the other one when it's necessary. In Tuf Kuf Gimel, okay, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. He left Amsterdam. He went to Eretz Yisrael. And on Chav Vav Iyar, we don't know too much what happened between the year Tuf Kuf Gimel and Tuf Kuf Zayin, but on the 26th of Iyar, in Tuf Kuf Zayin, okay, he was nifter together with his whole family. There must have been some survivors because Chaim Jacobs is working for somebody that is a descendant of Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzata. But basically his wife and him both died from a plague that was at the time in Akko. Some people say there are two Mesoros where he's buried. The more famous Mesora is he's buried near the Kever of Rabbi Akiva in Tveria. And people go to the Kever of Moshe Chaim Lutzato near the Kever of Rabbi Akiva. There are also other traditions of where Rabbi Akiva is buried. So could be that neither Rabbi Akiva nor Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato are buried there. Okay, so if you went there, it's only according to some opinions that you were there by the grave of Rabbi Akiva or the grave of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato. According to others, he's buried in Kfar Yosef, which is right outside of Akko. Okay, so two different opinions where he's buried. Rabbi Cheskel Sarna says that Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato in Mesil Sesharim, what's so special about Mesil Sesharim? There are plenty of Musar Sfarim, the Musar Sfarim that preceded the Mesil Sesharim by hundreds of years. Right, Chovas HaLevavos and Orchas Sadikim, and plenty of Musar Sfarim. He says in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Isaac Sher, who's one of the big Bali Musar, that Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato did for Musar what the Rambam did for Halacha. The Rambam basically put all of Shas, all of Yiddishkeit, into one work called Mishneh Torah. And there, anybody wants to know anything that exists in Shas, it exists in Yiddishkeit, can look in Mishneh Torah. And that's what the Rambam did for Halacha, for Musar, that's what's it called, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato did for Musar and for Hashkafa. He also wrote a sefer called Das Tvunos and Derech Hashem, and those for Hashkafa did the same thing that Mesil Sesharim did for Musar. Basically took all of Musar that preceded him and put it all under one umbrella. This is the compendium of all of Musar. If you want to know Musar from beginning to end, whatever's in Mesil Sesharim is there, and that's what what's it called? Reb Chaim Voloshiner said to the Rebbe of Reb Yisrael Salanter, Reb Zundel Misalant, who was the Rebbe of Reb Yisrael Salanter. He told him you can learn all Musar Sfarim, but make the one that leads you Mesil Sesharim. And the name Mesil Sesharim. Why is it called Mesil Sesharim? So he asks Bicheskel Sarna, it really should have been called Mesilas Chasidim, because it starts with Yesod HaChasidus, that this sefer is to describe Chasidus. What is Chasidus? Not common day Chasidus that came from the Baal Shem Tov. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Chasidus. The Vilna Gaon was called Elio HaChosid. Right? He was not a Chosid of the Baal Shem Tov. That wasn't the Chasidim we're talking about. The Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, right, from the Middle Ages, was also called HaChosid. And the Gemara speaks of Amram Chasid. The term Chosid basically is someone who is Mushlam in his Midos. We'll see that that's what really Chosid means. And so why isn't it called? He says, Yechshisod HaChasidus V'shorish HaAvoda HaTmima, right? And even a bigger proof is that in the Vikuach is between a Chacham and a Chosid. And the Chosid is the one who imbues the Chacham with becoming a Chosid. So that's the goal. So at some point when I learned Mesil Sesharim before, here in the Moshav, I don't know, in wonder what thing, but I have notes, Zelig Gleischer said a nice answer, which I wrote down here, and so say it in his name. He said that perhaps he called it Mesil Sesharim, even though it really should have been called Mesilas Chasidim, because Chasidus also has the connotation of something that's lifni Meshuras Hadin, something that's not required, that's beyond what's required. Not to make people think that, make the mistake of thinking that what he has in this sefer is beyond the requirement, he called it Mesil Sesharim. Rev Yecheskel Sarna says a different idea. He says even though Chasidus is a very important thing, it's not the goal. The final goal is to be a yasher, to be a straight person. The avos were called yasharim. And therefore, he says, the proof is that Chasidus is only one of the midos, and it's not the final one. So therefore, he called it Mesilas Yesharim. This is the path for the final goal of being a Yashar, like the Avos were called Yesharim. From the Vikuach, it doesn't seem like that. It seems like the goal is to be a Chassid. Otherwise, he would have had a Vikuach between the Yashar and the Chacham. Obviously, the Chassid in his mind is the epitome. So then why is it called Mesilas Yesharim? So I think the reason is the following. If you look in the Magzer, that's the order. Uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, v'yishorim yalozu, v'chassidim berino yogivu. Right? So it goes from tzadik, yosher, chassid. My estimation, what it means is the following. Everything starts with being a tzadik. A tzadik just means that you do what the Torah says you should do. Do the mitzvahs. You're a tzadik. However, there are tzaddikim, right, who can do the mitzvah shelo lishma without being yosher. Right, you can do the mitzvahs, but you can do them in a way that's not proper. Yesharim darchei Hashem, the tzaddikim yelchu ba, the tzaddikim do the mitzvahs yosher. Poshim do the mitzvahs, but yikashlu ba. They don't do it yosher. That's a posheya. Posheya is not necessarily somebody who doesn't do the mitzvahs, but he doesn't do them properly. Right? The Gemara gives examples. He eats Korban Pesach, but he eats it Achil Legasa. It's not that he doesn't eat Korban Pesach. You could be a tzaddik, but you could be a tzaddik who's not a yosher. So the way of the path of a tzaddik is now to find how to be a yosher. Once you're a tzaddik who's a yosher, you can reach the goal of being a chassid. And even though chassidus is only one midah, that's the midah of chassidus. But being a chassid, right, is the general thing. We find many times that there are specific things that are mentioned as specifics, but the goal uses the same word, but it's more general. So chassidus is the general level a person reaches with all these midos. One of the midos of becoming a chassid is the midah of chassidus. But the midah of chassidus is only a portion of what it means to be a chassid. So the goal is taka chassid, like it's in the vikuach. And everything starts with the chacham, meaning the person who learns and observes the Torah, but there's a derech, there's a mesila that goes between the beginning of keeping the Torah and the goal of becoming a chassid. That's called Mesilas Yesharim. That's the way of taking the Torah and doing it properly in a derech yosher that will lead you to be a chassid. That, in my estimation, is why it's called Mesilas Yesharim, and I think it's Emes Lamita. That is the pshat. Right? It fits in very nicely with the Vikuach, which what Rabbi Cheskel Sarna does not fit in with that, and what Zelig Leisher says is very nice, but not necessarily have to fix up a misconception. There's a reason why it's called what the Mesilas. It's a Mesila is Yesharim. It's not the goal. It's the derech to reach the goal. And the derech has to start somewhere and end somewhere. It starts with tzidkus, with what this sefer takes off on. The sefer's not telling you how to be a tzaddik. It's not telling you halacha. It's only a person who keeps halacha that's going to learn the sefer. The sefer will bring you to be a chassid if you go through mesilas yesharim. If you go through the mesila of how to take your tzidkus and make it yosher. And if you'll make it yosher, then you'll become a chassid. It's based on, the Mesilas Yesharim is based on the Braisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, which is brought down in the end of Sota, and also in Avodah Zorah. And that Torah, and the Braisa is clear like that. Torah, Mevi'a Lidei, starts with Torah. First you have Torah, meaning learning Torah and observing the Torah. Once you have that, now you can start on the Midos of Zahirus and Zrizus and so on, which will bring you Lidei, the ultimate of being a chassid, which is called Trias HaMesim, Ruach HaKodesh, whatever. That's called being a chassid. One of the midas that will help bring you that is the midah of chassidus. But it's, that's Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim goes from after Torah, starts with Zahirus, till chassidus, till being a chassid, which is the final goal of Mesilas Yesharim. Yeah.
Just not following. Why isn't it called Derek Yisharim? He keeps switching the words. It's in the Sefer different from Derek. He calls Derek Hashem.
Yeah, no, because the Derech Hashem was more Hashkafa, and that a Derech more is a Derech in Hashkafa. And this is a Mesila. This is a path that you use to get what's it called somewhere. It's not necessarily being on the Derech, right? These things aren't a goal in themselves. They will help you transform the Torah into what it's really supposed to be, real Hasidus. That's called a Mesila. Solu, Solu Derech. Mesila is a path that leads somewhere. A derech leads somewhere, but you have to be on the derech. You're not off the derech somewhere. So that's more hashkafa, and this is more musa.
It's like we say in English, to be on the right track.
Right. That's hashkafa wise. Right. That's a derech, and a mesila is more of a path that leads you somewhere. It's not being. You're not on the track or on the
track,
road. Right.
Track,
it's a
right.
On the mesila. That's
it. Only goes to one place. The railroad.
Okay.
Track.
Did Rav say that the
Yartzeit is on... Chav Vavir. That's probably when I'm going to be back. Yeah?
Yeah, the first 2 days after the first year. The week of the first year.
Week of the first year. So we were planning this for many, many years, and it works just out perfectly. That nothing to do with Mira Hazen, but... So, okay, I guess it's nothing is a coincidence. So we'll be starting Mesilas Yesharim on the yard site, or close to the yard site, of when is Chav Vav exactly? Which day? Chav Vav is Shabbos? Vav is Shabbos, Yud Gimel is Shabbos. Can't be. Maybe, what? Right. So the next one is 10, 17, 24. So 2 days before the yard site. Okay. Very good. Okay.